Future of Outdoor.
Be held accountable.
Despite growing criticism over Israel's handling of the war in Gaza, Kirby said the U.S. supports Israel, which he said continues to face a viable threat from Hamas. Greg Clugston, the White House.
At a magnitude 7.4, the earthquake that struck Taiwan is the most powerful to hit the island nation in 25 years. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Taipei says at least 9 people have been killed, hundreds injured.
Those appear to have come from landslides which have been unleashed right along the east coast of Taiwan. The difference between here in Taipei and the west coast of Taiwan and the east of the island is dramatic. It's very rugged over there, it's very mountainous, there are narrow valleys and the mountains come down right into the Pacific Ocean. And this quake has unleashed many, many landslides that have cut roads, that have brought down bridges, and we think have also buried some people.
Tens of thousands of American homes and businesses without power this morning, a result of severe weather. It pummeled the Ohio River Valley and parts of the Southeast. Anytime, any place, the words of former President Trump issuing a challenge to President Biden to debate. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory now. The Dow is up 84 points. The Nasdaq, 90 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Fewer Americans are moving about the country, but of those that do, 1 in 5 moving to a different state. With population growth returning to pre-pandemic levels, southern states continue to benefit from the moves, while the Northeast saw the biggest drops in population, especially in New York and Pennsylvania. United Bandline's yearly movers study shows the states with the most outbound moves last year. They were New Jersey, Illinois, and North Dakota. U.S. Census Bureau numbers show the number one state Nevadans are moving to our neighbors to the west, California, where in 2022, more than 22,000 people moved from Nevada to the Golden State, placing it 8th on the list of people moving to California. Texas was 2nd, followed by Arizona. The Dollar Loan Center is no more. Well, the arena's still there, though, but the name has been changed to Lee's Family Forum. Now, the Foley Entertainment Group, owned by Golden Knights owner Bill Foley, announcing a multi-year extension of its partnership with the Lee family and their business, Lee's Discount Liquor. As part of that deal, the partnership, Lee's Discount Liquor will host the annual beverage tasting events at the Henderson Arena to benefit Lee's Helping Hands nonprofit organization. Opened in March of 2022, the 6,000-seat arena is home to the Golden Knights American Hockey League affiliate, the Henderson Silver Knights. While the Oakland A's are making their moves to come to Las Vegas, former A's slugger Jose Canseco selling his Henderson home. The 5-bedroom, 4.5-bath home on Warm Springs near Sunset Park is being listed for $1.6 million. Canseco, who lives in Las Vegas, says he's selling the half-acre property in order to help fund a startup company of his. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Crews are still working a pair of accidents on the Southern Beltway in the southwest, traveling east on 215 before Rainbow. That's in the left shoulder. 215 eastbound approaching Rainbow off to the left. Also still getting reports of one on the flip side, same area, 215 westbound before Decatur. New accident at the southern part of town on I-15 northbound before Blue Diamond. All clear, though, on 95 this hour. Got the rollover accident still working there at the west side intersection of Charleston and Rainbow. Charleston westbound is closed off there at Rainbow. Going to get warmer by the day today. We're up to 80 degrees this afternoon under clear sunny skies. We'll have lighter winds, about 10, 11 miles per hour. It's 57 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you... like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Of course, the big news this morning, and we've been tracking it over the last couple of hours, the new Wall Street Journal poll showing that Donald J. Trump leads Joe Biden in 6 of 7 swing states, including Nevada. We are in that 6 of 7. The big question is, will there be a spoiler out there? Will there be a Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as an example? Will there be a third party, a no labels, or will it be the libertarians? All of my libertarian friends, every election cycle, they come up to me and they say, this is the year. This is the year that we start getting people elected and not just being spoilers. Is this going to be one of those years? Tell you what, let's do this check-in with Adam Heyman. He is the vice chair of the Libertarian Party of Nevada and joins us. Adam, thanks for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Kevin. Nice to talk to you.
It is true, though, that every election cycle, I have my libertarian friends come up to me and they say, now this is the year. Is this going to be the year that the libertarians actually get people elected?
Well, I hate to call a man I just met a liar, but I don't know any libertarians who actually say that in any given election cycle. We do have some interesting candidates this cycle. Some of them are even not head-to-head, perhaps, but only with one of the major duopoly parties in them. And so there's a chance. But if anybody honestly comes up to you and tells you that we've got it this time, the population of Nevada is firmly libertarian and we're going to win an election, they're probably pulling your chain.
But Adam, this is anecdotal evidence at best, so take it with a grain of salt. But I talk to libertarians all the time, And I also talk to Republicans, and I find that many of the Republicans that are the most conservative are actually libertarians. Is that the way you've always found it, that, you know, Republicans, a lot of them really are at heart libertarians?
Among the electorate, I think there is a strong libertarian streak in the Republican voters, the populace. Among politicians, not in the slightest, with a few rare exceptions like Ron Paul and his son and Thomas Massey in Kentucky. Politicians normally, like Lord Acton said, power corrupts. You know, the office seeks people who want to enrich themselves and exert power over other people. But among the voters, yes, a lot of them just want to be left alone, not taxed so much, and not be oppressed by a government. So, yeah, they're largely libertarian.
Explain, what is a libertarian?
Well, we have this thing called the non-aggression principle, which says that in a civilized society, one person doesn't have the right to initiate force on another person. The defensive use of force is, of course, justified, but not initiating force against peaceful people. Libertarians are unique in that we say nothing changes about that fundamental truth when you get elected into government. You're still just a human being, and you don't have any God-given right to exert your will on other people who aren't in the process of attacking you or something.
So in other words,
we're a principled party. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so essentially it's have government get out of the way. It would be a nice way of putting it.
Yes, to the largest extent possible, we should shrink the sphere of government activity to enlarge the sphere of private activity. The anarchists among the party, like myself, believe that shrinkage should go all the way to zero, but that's probably a conversation for another day. But at the very least, we should repeal 90% of what the government does, because it just makes life worse while claiming to make life better.
Why have libertarians, I think, always been a niche party? Why is it they can't get traction? Or is the system rigged against any third party, not just the libertarians, but any third party?
Structurally speaking, the system is deeply corrupt. But that doesn't explain why Americans, by and large, aren't into libertarianism. And I think the problem, or the explanation for that, is that the government runs the schools and has control of Americans' minds as their children, and they indoctrinate these kids into the belief that the government is essential. I mean, I just don't think that's an accident. When you have government-run schools, the populace is going to be taught that government is their protector, the only way for them to not be attacked by every other person in the universe is to have a strong government. And by the way, in economic matters too, we can't have a free market. We have to have government intervention. It's just indoctrinated.
Again, Adam Heyman joining us, the vice chair of the Libertarian Party of Nevada. Want to take you into national politics, because over the course of the last week or so, we've seen at least some rumblings that RFK Jr. may end up seeking the Libertarian nomination for president and be on the ballot in all 50 states and all of that. What is your thought on RFK, and might he be a fit for the Libertarian Party?
Well, he has been sniffing around, hasn't he?
Yeah.
There's a libertarian festival in New Hampshire called Pork Fest, and he came to that, as did Vivek Ramaswamy, which I found interesting. But obviously, RFK Jr.'s biggest want is for ballot access. He's trying to run. Well, first of all, he discovered that he wasn't going to get a fair shake with the DNC. And so he decided to run as an independent, and he is quickly discovering that this game is rigged in all 50 states. It is hideously expensive and time-consuming to get ballot access, and he's spent a lot of money on it. And I think he only has ballot access in two states, or at least that was the case as of a couple of weeks ago, New Hampshire and Utah. The Democrats in Nevada are in the process of giving him the lawfare. He needed 10,000 signatures, and he got 15, and now they're saying they don't count because he didn't include a name on the vice presidential ticket at the time that he collected him. And he was also told at that time that that wasn't required. So he's figuring out that this game is rigged. And if he can get the to run on the Libertarian ticket, he'll have ballot access in at least 48 out of the 50 states, all the ones that matter, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm just curious, why is that different for the Libertarian Party?
Well, because we've been at it since the early 70s, so we've put in, you know, a huge amount of the work. It is the case that the duopoly would love to get rid of all third parties, because everybody who loses an election, you know, is looking for a scapegoat, someone to call a spoiler. So it would be much more convenient. It would be even easier for them to rig the system even more than they have if they could just get rid of us. But to the credit of Americans, we still believe the myth that you can start up any party you want, like Javier Milei down in Argentina, and become popular and actually win an election. So it's hard to get rid of, but they would love to get rid of us all.
So how does the Libertarian Party select a candidate, and when do they do that for president and vice president?
That will happen in the third week of May at our national convention in Washington, D.C., if you can believe it or not, straight in the heart of Mordor. Every state Libertarian affiliate elects delegates who are then sent to our national convention, and they will vote on the president and the vice presidential nominee at that time. We have a field of at least five or six pretty strong contenders, none of which are RFK Jr., but it is true that if he came sweeping in and delegates wanted to vote for him, he could pick up the nomination. I don't think it's likely, but he could.
Can he get credentials for the convention? Can he be on the floor? Can he be politicking with libertarians?
I believe so. I don't think there's anything structural that would prevent it. But if he honestly wanted to seek our nomination, he should have, you know, he's been pretty serious. He came and spoke at the state convention in California. But he needed to be making the rounds because, again, it's the delegates that vote. And he should have been trying to sell himself to libertarian delegates in the state conventions so that they will, you know, be willing to vote for him in the national. That said, there are a lot of libertarians that like RFK Jr. There's a lot of reasons to like him, if you want to go into that a little bit.
I would. What is there about RFK that would appeal to the rank-and-file libertarians?
Well, when he first announced, libertarians liked him very much for his stance against vaccine and mask mandates. He was against the lockdowns. We all like that. He opposed on principle government censorship of social media platforms. He opposed funding that ridiculous war in Ukraine. He gets, at least on some level, the problem of regulatory capture, which is why the FDA and the CDC, you know, they're not actually working to protect us. They're captured by crony interests. We hate the deep state, and he does too. After all, there's good reason to think that they murdered his uncle and maybe his father. He promises to pardon Julian Assange and Edward Snowden and whistleblowers like that. And then, like Trump, Trump was popular with a lot of people because he promised to drain the swamp. He didn't know how, and he did a horrible job, but I think the American populace and libertarians for sure want that swamp drained, and RFK Jr. wants to, he would call it, clean out the corruption in D.C., although, again, I don't think he really knows how. He has good instincts. He speaks like a Kennedy. There's a lot to like about him, but, of course, there's a lot not to like about him, too, which we can also get into.
Go ahead. Be my guest.
Well, before I'd even gone to his campaign website to look into him, I heard him come out with the solution to the high cost of housing in America. And he just revealed that he's a typical Democrat on this and many other fronts. He thinks the government is the solution. He said, we'll just have the government issue 3% mortgages to all home buyers. I mean,
wow.
From a libertarian free market perspective, that's just terrible. He favors a $15 an hour national minimum wage, which would just be devastating for low-skilled people trying to get into a job, you know, to even gain experience to be able to earn more. He is anti-union in a very weird way. He wants to prosecute corporations if they don't have unions. He wants free child care to millions of families. He wants to restrict natural gas exports. He wants to negotiate favorable trade deals, which makes him protectionist, as Trump is. Libertarians don't like that. It's bad economics. If you just go to his website and look, he correctly identifies a lot of problems in this country, which isn't that hard to do. We have a lot of problems. But like any normal Democrat or big government advocate, he thinks the solution is top-down government control rather than freeing market participants and Americans to solve these problems from the bottom up, which is a more libertarian view.
There is more to the election cycle than the presidential race, and I'm curious, will you be having nominees at least for this the Senate, congressional races? Will you have libertarians in all of those races?
We have a Senate candidate, a man named Chris Cunningham, a great fellow. You should have him on and talk to him. And we have candidates for three of the four congressional districts and a handful of the assembly districts, and have someone running for Clark County Commission District B.
How do you do fundraising? Is it the traditional way, the way Republicans and Democrats have done it for years?
Well, no. Fundraising is difficult for us because where Republicans and Democrats can promise to use the power of government to enrich their crony friends, libertarians can't offer that. So we have to do it the old-fashioned way, go knock doors and make phone calls and try and get people who want less government intervention in their lives, you know, the boot off their neck. We have to try and get those people, just the average citizens, to donate, which we do. But, you know, obviously we're at a massive disadvantage. You know, where the average Republican or Democrat will spend $10 million or something on an election. You know, we start with a $100 filing fee and then see where we can go from there.
Adam, how do people reach out to you? How do they help you?
I would love it for people to come to lpnevada.org and see our state libertarian website. On a personal note, I'd love it if people went to hamannature.substack.com. That's H-A-M-A-N, nature.substack.com, if they're interested to hear more of what I have to say about the world. But yeah, it's lpnevada.org. To reach out and get in touch with the Libertarian Party of Nevada. We'd love to talk to you about liberty, about why it's important, and about why Democrats and Republicans say they want to help you, but they do not.
Adam, thank you so much. I appreciate your joining us. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Kevin. Pleasure to meet you.
There you go, Adam Hayman, Vice Chair, Libertarian Party of Nevada. A lot of my Republican friends, I swear up and down, they are libertarians. They are. I'm not going to out them or anything like that, but a lot of my friends, they claim to be Republicans. They're not really Republicans. They're not even conservatives. They're libertarians. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the Democrats are freaked out at the prospect of Donald Trump possibly winning this fall, and part of that could be a change in the way civil rights laws are enforced in this country.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate, I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner. Public servant. Bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The latest news we've been tracking all morning long, former President Donald J. Trump is building a lead. He's holding a lead over Joe Biden in 6 out of 7 of the state's most competitive battleground states. And in fact, that includes Nevada. This poll reflects dissatisfaction with the economy, with the border. It's all there. And if you look at the states, in all 7 states, negative views of Biden's job performance overshadowed positive views by 16 percentage points or more. He's underwater 16 points. Unbelievable. We'll have more on this as we move along this week. This is a Wall Street Journal poll. Reputable. I have no reason to doubt it. But it shows that Trump is leading Biden in six of seven